It is a Patriots Friday, and let me get to my lead quick before they said it. And I brought this up before the break, but I remain, for whatever reason, interested in what the plan was for Drake May after drafting him with the third pick in the NFL draft. Maybe I remain interested because Wiggy and Shime and Curtis suggest to me that this New England Patriots team, who are 1-5 heading into this weekend, could theoretically be 3-3 if they had started Drake May week one. Maybe that is why I remain interested in it, or maybe it is because I just don't like the wool being pulled over my eyes. But this is what the Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt said yesterday about Drake May.
Completely different. We had a period yesterday, again, another start fast period against our defense, good on good in the red zone. I didn't give him an answer for a zero blitz look that the defense presented, and he got himself out of trouble with the right protection adjustment and the route change into a touchdown. So for me, that wow, okay, he can get in there and he can protect himself. He knows the calls he needs to make. So I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
Okay. So I just want to ask the collective audience, are we supposed to believe that suddenly after watching the dumpster fire that is Jacoby Brissett for 5 weeks, all of a sudden everything suddenly clicked for Drake May? Or would you guess that Drake May is essentially doing what he could have done week one for this football team?
Greg, I think that's an excellent point. Well done by you. I think Drake May absolutely could have done this earlier in the season.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because you
want to
know something? You want to know who wasn't doing this for the first 5 weeks of the season? Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, I don't know why they feel the need to keep up with the charade that they had some sort of a plan.
Yeah.
And the plan was to start him week six. Why do you keep it? Why do you bother with it?
You want to know why? Because it's their bosses that were the ones behind this idiotic plan. So they have to maintain that there was actually one, and it wasn't just flying by the seat of their pants.
Yeah.
And so the real reason they put in Drake May is that Brissett sucked, the line sucked worse, and people stopped watching the games. That's it. And they don't want to be embarrassed in London because that's important to Robert Kraft for whatever reason.
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
This whole organization, which wrote the book on how to build a championship team, is doing the opposite. And it's in like slow motion. It is so bad.
Yeah.
Every element of the organization is bad.
And Courtney's right.
Curtis, Alex Van Pelt, he looked this week in practice. He suddenly looked out and he saw it clicked. All clicked for Drake May.
Well, but Courtney's right, and she said this.
The only thing that clicked was your Achilles.
Guys, he's saying I'm right about something. Can we let him speak?
Wow.
Thank you.
And you start to think about this, and you were spot on, Courtney. If Jacoby Brissett was playing good and this team was 3-3, you might be right. Drake May might have not played the whole year until it was the end of the year and they were out of the playoffs.
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
Oh, go F yourself, dude.
Because
Wow.
Because the question I would ask is
wow is when he tried Van Leeuwen for the first time.
Wow.
Is based on what we've
God, does
seen.
He suck.
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
No, he would have never been able to diagnose a defense in week one.
Well, Courtney, I'm trying
You're
to give
such
you
a great teacher.
Yeah, they hate it.
Trying to give you your props, girl.
It's not like he's Shime. It's not like he's doing the exact same things that you saw him do in college.
Wow.
No, not at all. It's just he just goes out there and he looks like the exact same guy he was on tape for the hours and hours I watched of him at the University of North Carolina.
Wow. Sorry, Wiggy. Go ahead.
No, I think, you know, Courtney had been saying this, but if they were playing well and they were 500. Yeah.
You already got the sweatshirt, so
no, but
we get it.
So
get it.
So
you think they
what
had
would
a plan?
Make them?
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
No shot.
What would make them play May if Brissett was doing good and they were 3-3?
Nothing. They would have kept going with Brissett.
That's my.
Why didn't they play Drake May week one?
Because the plan was. And it is stupid. I agree with you guys. It was stupid.
The plan was not to play Drake May until the end of the season.
Yeah. That was the plan.
Right. And so if you needed a backup quarterback, you were going to throw, like, Jacoby Brissett got hurt. You were going to throw Joe Milton.
No. If Jacoby Brissett.
We're taking injuries out of it. Yeah. Like, the plan doesn't involve injuries. Yes. That's completely
different. Yeah, it would, because you'd have a backup that would be ready to play.
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week one.
But because you guys are saying healthy or not healthy, their plan was to start Drake May, week five.
If they did this based on the backup, then that is really dumb. Your biggest investment is the number three pick.
Yeah, but
you only play him when he's ready.
No.
You sign a veteran guy that's a backup. So in the event of an injury with the porous offensive line, you don't ruin, according to them, young quarterback.
To be clear, what do you think the plan was, Curtis?
There was no plan.
No plan.
See, okay. But I agree, no Courtney. Plan. The plan was
to save jobs if Drake May didn't look good. That was the plan.
The plan was for Bill Belichick to get a job, not have to pay him $30 million and put that on the roster.
And it's break glass in case of emergency if Jacoby Brissett got hurt. If Jacoby Brissett got hurt, then in their mind, obviously the plan would have been thrown out the window. But the plan was
they would have had their future quarterback playing too soon.
Listen, and Courtney has been saying this, and everything that they've said has led up to this. The plan was for them to kind of sit Drake May because I don't know if they felt like the team around him, especially in front of him, was good enough.
I didn't give him an answer for a zero blitz.
Play Brissett.
A zero blitz means everybody's coming. I can see it.
Play Brissett, and if Brissett plays well, they would just ride it out until the end of the season when they knew that they weren't making a playoff, they weren't in the playoff hunt, and then they give Drake May maybe the last two or three games, very similar to what, obviously.
And it's a dumb plan.
It is a dumb plan.
Wow.
But that's
so what would they have done in week two if Brissett got hurt?
I don't know if we'd have gotten that done in week
one. I'm not talking about the
hurt. Just told you, in week two, they would have broke glass because of emergency.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Well, you guys are not giving me any.
The plan was Gerard Mayo wanted to start Drake May week one.
Gerard did.
Yep.
But Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf were on the Green Bay plan.
Right. Who's the head coach? Who's the head coach?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Who's the one who runs the show?
I didn't give him an answer for a zero blitz.
I believe I said that Gerard Mayo didn't have final say on the quarterback,
and you people
said I was an idiot.
No, we had said from day one, I had said they pulled the wool over Gerard Mayo's eyes from day one.
I hate when the wool is over your eyes.
Well, they pulled a blanket over his head. They brown bagged him. They did something.
Okay. Also, I hate when I injure myself and I am mocked and ridiculed without my knowledge by video productions that end up on our social media accounts.
Wow.
I mean, it was too good. It was too good. I saw you limping. Yeah. You walked out. Yeah. I said, here's my opportunity.
I remain the butt of the joke on this show.
Wow.
Day after day after day.
We need to get you a Dolphins Waddle jersey.
Day after day after day. Without my knowledge.
Oh, well.
And so
we need to let the people in on what we're seeing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You did that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Wow.
Good video.
Very good.
Oh, it's great video. Yeah. It's awesome.
Wiggy helped me with the song choice.
There's
no way Wiggy chose Chariots of Fire.
Yeah. No. I said music was the best thing to do. I didn't pick the actual song, but I did say make sure you put music over it.
Wow. Yeah. That's on the show Instagram if you'd like to laugh at me. And what's the show Instagram?
The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Okay.
That was Courtney and I.
Over 20K.
That would suck. Yeah. That,
Courtney, that was your and that was our plan.
Yes. Don't tell Curtis. He'll be mad.
Oh, your plan was to embarrass me.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had been thinking about this all season long.
You know what? Trainer Dan reshared it and he pointed out that this makes it mean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More. Like, if I'm able to finish the jingle all the way 5K with a dangerous near Achilles tear, it means so much more.
Can you believe this?
Right. Bloody sock. Yeah. Coming your way on December 7th in the Seaport.
What is that on the back of your short pants?
What? So
you need smaller pants.
What do you mean? Why do I need smaller pants?
They're just very baggy on your bum.
Well, I don't need to accentuate my butt. Like, my butt is renowned.
Honey, let me see your dumper.
Holy guacamole.
Your butt goes from the back of your forehead to the back of your heels.
I think, honestly, in some states, that's a crime.
Oh, it is.
Don't you have to have permission, two-party consent?
Yeah. I wonder if it is a mass.
It is, I think. So you recording me limping, going down the hallway, is technically a crime.
Yeah.
Massachusetts prohibits the recording.
Yeah. Yes. It is.
Wow.
You know,
of any conversation. Yeah. So.
It's a crime to look at your man's text messages nowadays, too.
Greg, I have to say, I understand why you get Van Leeuwen delivered, because that would take 2 hours to walk 290
right?
feet.
Exactly. I'll be right back out there running next week.
Wow.
Guarantee it.
Wow.
Guarantee
you're going to pull that off. That's impressive. Yeah.
Takes a little while to get the truck going, but once it builds up some speed, it cannot be stopped.
Wow.
You're going to have to wear a calf sleeve from here on out, though, when you're running.
Yeah,
so you've
got to tape that thing up.
You know, the calf sleeve, do some, what is it, kinetic?
Maybe I should start with, should I start wearing compression socks?
Yeah.
Yes. I think I'm at that age.
Yeah. We call those need to go into the bands and stretch out the Achilles.
Yeah. Do some kinetic tape.
Yeah.
All types of stuff.
All right. Coming up. I will share details on this year's Lunch with a Hero. We've got everything locked in. It's going to be an incredible day on the Friday in November. So I'll give you all the details. And I think that if you would like to bring a hero to our show and then to lunch afterwards, I can give you the chance coming up if you call the show. So stand by for that. We will also get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Thursday Night Football saw the Broncos beat up on a banged-up Saints team. Final score 33-10. And in college, BC fell to Virginia Tech on the road 42-21. Disgusting. Some shocking news in college sports as UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett has announced he's retiring at 55 years old, just 3 weeks before UVA's season opener.
He's been there like 15 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he won them a national championship 2019.
There has to be more to that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
text-wise, somebody was suggesting that it's probably some kind of NIL violation.
Really?
Or something. That's what they were saying. I don't know.
Maybe a medical issue?
Maybe.
3 weeks away?
Yeah, 55 years old is young. Yeah.
And he's a real, I mean, he looks like he's in great shape.
Yeah. In baseball, the Guardians get on the board with a 7-5 win over the Yankees. New York leads the ALCS 2-1. And in the NLCS, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets with a 10-2 win last night. The Patriots have landed in London with Drake May on the injury report for the second day with a knee injury, but was a full participant at practice before they took off. Alex Van Pelt spoke about Drake's status. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. You know, that's for the head coach and trainers, but looked good to me yesterday as he worked.
Ramondre Stevenson was absent from practice again yesterday, and now last night the Pats downgraded Vidarian Lowe to out on Sunday, but nothing for Stevenson, so that would indicate that he did travel to London. And kids eat free at the 99 Restaurant every Sunday in October, and on Halloween, visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, it is an absolutely gorgeous weekend ahead. I know you're going to be down in Miami for an awesome concert.
Yes.
I haven't checked Miami yet. I'll give you that next time. 42 degrees, mostly sunny. Afternoon high of 60. Greg, gorgeous tomorrow. Approaching 70 in Bourne.
I have one more pair of VIP tickets to give away this morning for the Oyster Bash tomorrow, where I will be at the Lobster Trap. So maybe we'll give those away if you remind me at 9 this morning, Shine. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. Looks good. We will get to They Said It and tell you about Lunch with a Hero this year coming up next.